You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down, I was born to rise. So kick them rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk.
Welcome back to the Fallon Forum. That was Walk My Walk. Charles, you'll be delighted. A big fan of country music. You'll be delighted to know.
This is just what I need is artificial intelligence.
That song made history last week by topping a Billboard chart for country music tunes. It's by some person, right? Some robot called Breaking Rust. And it made it to number one on the Billboard's Country Digital Song Sales chart. Over 3 million streams on Spotify in less than a month. And you know what? It's entirely done by robots. Charles?
I'm telling you. AI has malevolent aims on humanity.
And how do you know that?
Because making more country music is not... I don't think that's for the general good.
Well, I mean, you hear it, you hear that. I mean, you don't know that's. I wouldn't know that was fake, and I'm a musician.
Right.
You know?
No, it's true.
I mean, so, but where does this go? Where does it lead?
I think that's kind of what's being played out in a lot of the entertainment industry right now, you know? And I think. Matthew McConaughey and one actor sold.
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sold the right to their voice to be used for various digital manipulations.
Right.
I can't remember now.
So they figured they're going to get ahead of it.
Yeah,
you know?
and make money on it.
Right.
Nice guys, yeah. So I think it's hilarious that in this song, one of the lines is, I was born this way. We're talking about a robot, you know? Come on.
there's no question this is... This is a development that needs to be dealt with. And the way it's being dealt with now is it's not. I mean, because essentially the tech bros have captured the American government.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Donald Trump's in their thrall and, you know, they keep coming bearing gifts. And
crypto gifts, among others.
Or
just gold. Yeah, just gold. Gold-plated bathroom faucets, you know?
Oh, God, that bathroom. Anyway, so...
You want to use it, don't you admit it? You really want to use that
bathroom.
You
know, I'll never forget when they had the picture of the files in Mar-a-Lago in the bathroom. There was a chandelier in the bathroom.
Right.
You know? But anyway, no, they don't want to be regulated.
Yeah.
Right? And...
But there are AI... knowledgeable people in Congress, members of Congress, who understand very strongly that it needs to be regulated, and yet they're being stymied.
I'll tell you something. You know, this gets back to the eugenics issue. There is genetic research going on that is absolutely banned in the United States. They're trying to find a place to do it,
mm-hmm.
in which they're going to, because, you know, it's not a question of changing one gene. To change the characteristics of an embryo leading into, you know, a child, You know, for many of the characteristics people want to control, you have to change multiple genes.
Right.
And because of the ability to easily map polygenic genomes now, there are companies getting together that want to do this to embryo engineering. Mm. It's absolutely banned in the United States and most countries in the world. But this is what the tech bros want to do. This is the eugenics. This is eugenics on steroids.
Could they genetically modify people's genes in order to... have a more affinity for country music?
I'm not sure they're capable of doing that just yet because that would require really a total genomic shift in some people like myself. But no, this is eugenics at a level that you've never seen it before.
All right. And let's talk about COP30, maybe climate discussions at a level we've never seen it before. I want to share with you from Cristina Figueres. She was a key architect of the 2015 Paris Agreement, and she says that there's a sentiment at the UN climate conference in Brazil that, you know, Trump's boycott is actually a blessing. She said, quote, "I do think they'll be working with the Saudis," they'll mean the U.S., "will be working with the Saudis to obstruct behind the scenes, but they won't be able to do direct bullying. And to Trump, she said, "Ciao, bambino," which is Italian for bye-bye, little boy. You want to leave? Leave. That is so cheeky.
Well, yeah. I mean, with the position of the United States under the Trump administration is absolutely clear. You know, it's all about drill, baby, drill, even though it doesn't seem to be happening. Because here again, Trump doesn't seem to have a basic understanding of economics, which is that if you oversupply fossil fuel, the price goes down. Well, and at some point, it's not worth going to Alaska to drill up there.
And on economics, I mean, as Figueres points out, clean energy technologies are attracting twice as much global investment as fossil fuels. And as you know, the price of solar energy, the price of wind power, keeps dropping. And related to that, regenerative agriculture, which is what Kathy and I do in a small way here in Des Moines, across the global south, that stuff is surging. It's growing. And I love this one more quote by Figueres. Quote, "The decarbonization of the world economy is irreversible. The momentum is building to the point where it is simply unstoppable with or without the United States."
Well, and especially given the focus that the Trump administration has on competition with China, they're ceding this entire field to China.
Yeah, China is actually beginning to see emissions drop, even though, again, they're still the world's biggest polluter. But they are, what, a fourth of the world's population?
Well, not just that. They're also the second large, probably the first largest economy in the world at this point.
And just ahead of California.
Yeah, no, they're third.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the point is that China's serving basically as a manufacturing nidus for everybody outside of China. So They're aggregating all this, carbon activity or carbon-based activity, and they're also very quickly finding ways to make solar panels cheaper. If they get ahead of us on battery technology, that'll be the next step to them really being the dominant.
And they're going to. I mean, Trump is setting us back so far and so quickly. I mean, with China's help, countries like Ethiopia and Nepal, they basically have leapfrogged over gasoline-burning cars. They're going straight to battery-powered ones, straight to electric ones.
Right.
You know, Nigeria, which is also an oil state.
And a state that's in the crosshairs now.
But they, they've got plans to build a solar manufacturing, plant. And all over the world, things are shifting. And we're not the only exception, but we're the worst. And we've got a president that is denying reality. And so bad, I mean, so
and
much
based,
so.
And what is it based on? He thinks that windmills are bad for birds, which is true, but so are skyscrapers. And actually, tall buildings in the United States kill worse. More birds than windmills.
Yeah, ban skyscrapers and cats. Ban cats. I don't mean that because I love cats.
Yeah. But and then he's got the thing about it hurts the whales to be building out in the ocean.
I don't think that's true. Yeah.
Well, he does. He
believes a lot of
up.
Things. Yeah. I think it's important to recognize that COP30, these annual UN events, have been disappointing in the long run. But overall, if you look at the big history of incremental progress, we're seeing some significant developments. And right now, remember at one point the projection was for a 6 degree centigrade increase or Celsius increase in global temperature. That dropped to 3 degrees after Paris, and it's dropping even further. Right now, we're looking at a scenario where we might actually be able to hold things at 1.5 degrees increase. So do not despair, Charles. You look despaired.
I'm not sure that's going to happen, but I do think that, yes. And this is the culmination of what, all these free marketeers said. Let the market determine what gets made in the energy realm, what gets produced, what gets mined. And if you can prove that these technologies can be done equivalently or cheaper than, using fossil fuels, and they're called fossil fuels for a reason because they are an archaic technology.
The
other thing is, let's face it, and Biden did the same thing. They kept the Chinese electric cars. What is it? BYD? Is that the company that makes them? I can't remember.
Not sure.
And they're like better than Tesla's at a third of the cost.
And I bet their CEO is not being paid $1 trillion.
$1 trillion, yeah.